You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
My name is Suzanne Fougier. I'm the Executive Vice President here at Events East, and we run the Halifax Convention Centre, Scotiabank Centre, and Ticket Atlantic. I am a proud Haligonian. I came to this organization about 10 years ago. One of the things that attracted me here was actually building the new Halifax Convention Center and all of the promise that this facility would have to help transform our downtown and our province. And I'm extremely proud to work with this team and be sitting with you here today, 1 year after we've opened our doors for the first time. Well, this is a really important facility for Nova Scotia. The reason why this facility was created was to help us attract national and international event activity that would really bring people from outside of Nova Scotia to the province. Allow them to experience everything that we have to offer. I mean, you and I, as residents of Nova Scotia and Halifax, we know how beautiful this city is, we know how beautiful the province is, and it's our opportunity to showcase that to the world. So this is a really important facility that allows us to do that. Well, the one thing that we know about Halifax and Nova Scotia when we talk to our customers is that the destination plays a really, really critical part in their decision to come here, and they love the people who live here, they love everything that our downtown has to offer, and the coastal elements of what it means to be in Nova Scotia. This facility, because it is larger than the one we had previously, allows us to really attract national and international events that couldn't have come here before. And we're very proud that in the past year, we'll have hosted 140 events with over 90,000 delegates who have been here. And of those, 44 were national and international events, which is really important because that means that's people who don't live here, who are coming here to experience the destination. They're spending money in our shops, in our restaurants. And that number 44 is about three times the amount we would have done in the old facility. So it really does prove that with the right facility, based on the destination that we have, there is business for us to attract. We're coming off an extremely successful year after our first year of opening, and we're looking forward to another busy year ahead. Well, I don't even know where to start, but you and I are sitting in the corner of what we call our ballroom salon, which overlooks Argyle Street, and it also overlooks the Halifax Harbour and the waterfront. And there are so many different vantage points from this facility where you can see all different parts of downtown Halifax. We have an amazing ballroom with floor-to-ceiling windows that allows our guests to experience the outside and the downtown that they're surrounded by. We have a beautiful natural light, a welcoming atrium environment, and we're really integrated into the streets surrounding us. So that's one of the things that was really important to us in the design, is that the guests who are here are able to really experience the downtown community around them and feel like they're part of the city and not just inside any old convention center. And we're really proud to say that the design of this facility has allowed us to do that. Well, we probably all wish for a bit more sleep because the last year was a pretty busy year for us and opening anything. I mean, I'm sure folks can appreciate if you were building a brand new house and moving yourself in, it takes a lot of time and energy, and we had a really, really great year. And so we're looking forward to everything that we learned this past year about operating this facility, putting that all into practice this coming year. We're also looking forward to a lot of great events that are booked for the venue. One of the events that we're really excited about to be welcoming to Halifax next year is the 2019 Memorial Cup, which is an event that will take place in the Scotiabank Centre, but they'll also be using the Halifax Convention Centre. They'll have a fan fest on Argyle Street, and they'll really take over the downtown core for a two-week period, and it's something that I think Haligonians should be pretty excited about. It is the constant theme that we hear, is how welcoming this community is, and oftentimes one of the jokes we have is we have a hard time keeping the delegates inside because they're so interested in being outside on Argyle Street and the surrounding streets and all the great shops and restaurants. And there certainly is a very hospitable nature about Halifax, and we hear it time and time again, and we know it's one of the key things that draws events to this destination, is the community, the way the community welcomes our guests, and the way we make them really feel at home.
Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.